This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
So how do you want this burger cooked?
Well done.
Now see, that's interesting.
What?
Well, what do football players say to each other after a good play?
Nice job.
Way to go.
No, come on, what else?
Good for you!
Well done. They say well done because, you see, football was created to make us grill.
Oh, come on, man. They hardly ever say well done.
Oh, so you're saying it's rare?
Like unicorns.
Grab the Kingsford charcoal on game day because football was made for grilling.
Hey, Mike Golic here. On game day, not all the action will be on the field. A lot could be happening on your grill. Burgers and dogs sizzling to perfection. Your buddies grabbing them up and munching them down while watching the game on TV. I'm talking about tailgating at home. You own the concession stand, so you know it's going to be good. And with Kingsford Charcoal, you're really cooking. Hey, football was made for grilling. For more football fun, play the Kingsford College Showdown on ESPN.com.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Get pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I'm not much of a help. I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska is the ESPN Radio Superstation. For the next hour, we're talking local, state, and national sports. Mondays with Merkin Morris, UNK football coach Daryl Morris, Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz. We're going to break down the Husker game. The winningest coach in Nebraska high school volleyball, Sharon Zavala, is going to join us in the second half of the program as well. Getting that done over the weekend at their own tournament, they remain unbeaten. Congratulations to her. Daddy, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's blogs, there's all the radio, there's all the newspaper. One of the things I saw from over the weekend from a buddy of mine was, why is everyone so enamored by the NFL? I saw more crappy games yesterday than I saw in the first 2.5 weeks of college ball. Yeah, wow. And I mean, I guess I just have to become used to the jinx thing because it you know. Dallas, I just don't understand how you can't be ready to go in week one.
I thought I would start the show out by apologizing for people that watch the Sunday night game and our favorite team because, you know what, I sit here and I make fun of basketball teams when I see a boys score that's 28-22, and it simply amazes me. And then I watch that football game, which I love the NFL, and I crave the NFL, and I loved it 12 o'clock noon on Sunday and the whole day of Sunday. And then you lead up to that. You know, the swing pass at the end of the first half, why are we fighting for extra yardage? We're time's going to run out. I don't know what we're doing.
Let's run down.
What is Barron doing?
Let's run down some of this from yesterday. We have an overtime game that goes to overtime because there were not two, not four, but six field goals to tie it at 9. We have a Giants-Carolina game where both teams are trying to see who could throw it away at the end, and Carolina won that by throwing it away more than the Giants did. New England got up 24-0 over some people's Super Bowl pick, Cincinnati. Cleveland got off to a good start and then forgot to come out of the halftime locker room, and Tampa Bay won that battle of crap teams. Jacksonville and Denver may have been an entertaining game. Had a little bit there.
And had a lightning delay.
Chicago-Detroit, I don't care. Detroit got screwed. Houston beat Indianapolis. The whole world was picking Houston, which would make you think Indianapolis. Nope, not in this case, Tony. Miami beat Buffalo, another ugly game. Tennessee just crushes Oakland. They continue to be horrible. Arizona beat St. Louis in a game that was pretty blah. You know, neither one of those teams are good. I didn't think they would be, but Seattle is right now today. Seattle is by far the best team in the NFC West. How sad is that? Green Bay beats Philadelphia. Pretty good game. You know, Kevin Cobb didn't really get a chance to get going, folks. I like Michael Vick. I said it on the show last week. He could start in the NFL. He proves it yesterday. Seattle just crushes San Francisco in an inexplicable ball game. And I pointed out, and you didn't agree, but I think if you watch, maybe you just don't pay attention to these kind of things. Pete Carroll's on the sideline all pumped up. These guys are coming off after their touchdowns, not even acknowledge him. You know, he wants to slap him on the helmet. He wants to give him high five. They're looking the other way, and I think that is very strange, Tony. I think that is very strange.
All right, I'm going to have to go back, and I will hopefully get a chance to check that out.
Watch the highlights. If you can find a spot where, and definitely the first touchdown, and I don't remember if it was the third or the fourth one.
Hasselbeck scores a running touchdown.
Yeah, but
it's pretty fired up.
Anybody. There wasn't a whole lot of, you know, looking at Carroll and saying, hey, thanks, coach, and yay, and it was weird. And then last night's crapper. Tonight, two games, hopefully better. Hard Knock Jets take on Baltimore, 6 o'clock, followed by the Chargers at the Chiefs at around 9:15. Hear them both here on ESPN. Pre-game is at 5:30. But, Daddy, the Huskers are how we always start things off, and with apologies to anyone that might be related to Nate Enderle. Enderle pitches. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line. Kater in the shotgun. Roy Helu in the backfield with him. Turn. Take the handoff. Martinez around the left side. Got some room to run. 30. Martinez down the sideline. 20. 15. 10. Weaves his way down to the 5-yard line. Big run from Martinez inside the 5. It's a 33-yard pickup. Enderle back to throw. Here comes the blitz. He gets hit and drops. Back at the 21-yard line. Jared Crick, Levante David. David firing through from his linebacker spot to bring down the Idaho quarterback, and the Vandals will be forced to punt. Gives a handoff to Burkhead around the left side. He's got a hole. 30. 25. Burkhead stays on his feet inside the 20, still fighting four down to the 12-yard line. Rex Burkhead rumbling his way down to the Vandal 12. Enderle rolls out, rolling to the near side, trying to buy time. Now gets hit and planted. He gets drilled by Crick at the 40-yard line. Tater fakes a handoff. There it goes. Tater around the right side to the 50, to the 40. Martinez to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tater Martinez. Nebraska leads it 9-0. Turn the handle off to Hiller off the right side. Roy's got a good block. There he goes, 50. Roy, stiff arms, one man, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. High steps it into the end zone. Touchdown, Nebraska. Huskers on a blitz. Enderle gets hit by Steinkuder. Knocked down. It's a sack for the Huskers. Baker Steinkuder gets his second sack of the game. First and 10, back to throw is Reeder. Being rushed, trying to avoid the rush. Gets hit by Terrence Moore. Goes down, another sack for the Big Red. Terrence Moore gets his first sack as a Husker all the way back inside the 15-yard line. Enderle back, sets throws, pass tipped up in the air, and picked off. P.J. Smith on the deflection. P.J. near the near boundary. Whirled out of bounds and around the 42-yard line. So P.J. Smith for the second straight week has an INT for the Huskers. Back to throw is Enderle. Holding, sets, throws, pass, picked off, intercepted Gomes, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, it's a pick six, touchdown for Nebraska. Pass on the flat, picked off by Ricky Tenars, down the sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Back-to-back possessions of interception returns for touchdowns for the Big Red. Back to throw is Enderle, holding, sets, throws, pass is intercepted, Alfonso Dinard. Enderle on his center, back in the pocket. Steps up, throws downfield. West Pickoff. Anthony West with an INT. 30-yard line. 25, 20. Pushed out of bounds and around the 20-yard line is Anthony West. 38-17. Nebraska gets the victory today over the Idaho Vandals. The Huskers improve to 2-0. And now the Huskers hit the road. They are a six-point opening line favorite at Washington. Daddy, thoughts immediately. Favorite by six. You taking them or you're not taking them?
No, I'm taking them.
I don't want anything else. I just wanted a yes or no.
Yes.
Washington's 1-1. The team that beat them, BYU, in a close game, got thumped by Air Force. And then they beat Syracuse this week. And then also, It's just been announced here in the last 30 minutes. We broke it and told you before the show that the Nebraska-South Dakota State game will be a 6 o'clock go time at Memorial Stadium. Again, available only on pay-per-view. South Dakota State at Nebraska, Saturday, September the 25th, 6:07-ish kickoff in Lincoln.
Settle this debate, because I know people are standing around water coolers this morning having this debate. The team that played Minnesota is not the team coming to Lincoln.
No, the team that lost to Delaware 26-3 is the team that's coming to Lincoln,
right.
Not the team that beat Minnesota.
The team from Brookings is coming to Lincoln, not the team from Vermillion.
If you say so. No matter where the game is, if it's on TV, you're watching it. Even if it's not that good, at least you're comfortable because you're in your new lane or Lazy Boy recliner from Bruce Furniture.
Oh,
Daddy.
Boom goes the dynamite. You cannot find. You know what? They're going to take your old one out for you, so you don't have to worry about that. You know when you get new furniture and they take the old stuff outside and sit in the yard and your wife's like, when are you going to get rid of that? And you're like, I just want to watch this game. Leave me alone. The stuff outside in there, they take it with them.
That's right. Maybe, and they don't. You want to take them to an auction? They'll do it. You want them to deliver it to a family member? They'll do it. You just want them to take it away? They'll do it. There's no after-the-sale add-ons or fine print from these guys. They're right there for you. Bruce Furniture on Facebook, online at brucefurniture.com. Special deals there. Check them out. Bruce Furniture, while you're watching whatever it is, football, golf, baseball playoffs around the corner, or you just take a little nappy. That's where you want to do it. Not at Bruce Furniture, but with the great furniture they'll bring to you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
Great opportunity to check it. Any of the supply out at Bruce Furniture.
Coming up, Daryl Moore's head football coach at UNK, Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz coming up as well. Daddy, your thoughts on Nebraska and Idaho. Bo Pelini not pleased after the football game. We'll hear a couple of his comments here in a moment. But you look and you see that Taylor Martinez ran for 157 yards. Roy Helu rushed for 107 yards. Martinez was 12 of 17. Now, none of them were big. I mean, he had a 31 long pass, but only 106 total yards. Yes, he underthrew McNeil to start the game, which would have probably been a touchdown. The defense looked really pretty good in this ball game. If you're going to have five picks and two to the house, yet not pleased because Nebraska was up big in this football game, and the second half was basically even.
He wants you to play four quarters. I don't know how you tell college kids to remain as focused and excited you were when you busted out of that tunnel when the score is basically out of hand and it's 31-3 at the half. I don't know how you maintain that focus. I know it's every coach's dream to have kids going 100 miles an hour and not making mental mistakes and making all the right shifts as the offense shifts, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. It's just not possible. It's human nature, human mental sides of human body doesn't work that way. You come out, you're 31-3. Let's play this one out. Let's get it over with. My family's in town. They're going to go to Famous Dave's and eat.
This team has not been good enough. They haven't blown anybody out.
No, they haven't.
So you would think they would want to be able to do something like that.
You would think that, but I still think the game was never in question. You come out, I know that, you know what, you cannot put the ball on the carpet. I don't care who the quarterback is.
That is the problem.
That's a concern, you know, right away. And then the penalties. Anytime you're getting penalties, and you saw it last, you know, you saw it in the Cowboys game last night, just penalties after penalties. But Nebraska had penalties that were so far away from the play. The play is over. The play is down the sideline. Brandon Kinney's 20 yards away. Ben Cotton's. It's not affecting the play.
Big penalties. 10 penalties for 123 yards against Nebraska. Idaho, 3 minor penalties for 15 yards.
You know, that's not going to cut it once you get in the conference season. And that's not going to cut it on the road in a Washington place. If Nebraska can take that crowd out of it, you know, but that's going to let them get back in it if there is penalties.
Some thoughts from Bo Pelini after the game.
I told the defense they played their tails off, the frontline guys. I didn't like the way we finished with that, you know, some of the second and third group guys. Offensively, we did some good things, but the attention to detail, the putting the ball on the ground, the penalties, we looked like an undisciplined football team and a careless football team, and we'll get that fixed.
And got a little more perturbed, I guess, as the press conference went on, because I think then he started to think about all the things that maybe weren't up to his expectations.
No, that wasn't our standard. And I told him the same way. I'm pretty honest with our group. And, you know, defensively, I I wasn't happy last week, and offensively, they just got a good you-know-what chewing. They know. We have high standards around this place, and we were careless with the ball, and we were undisciplined. We made too many penalties.
I guess you win a game like that, and you're not pleased. The one thing here is the expectations. I think Bo knows and the coaches know that this team is better. They think this team is better than how they've played in the first two games.
I still say you hold on to the ball the two times you're in the 10-yard line and you put up 14 more points, all of a sudden to 52-17, are you a lot more satisfied? I got to think you are. You think you should have put up more than 38 points offensively. You got to remember two of those touchdowns came defensively. So, I don't know. A lot of people are saying the offense has got to drastically improve. Well, the offense played pretty well the times they were out. They moved the ball down the field. They just seemed to implode themselves. I mean, it was mental mistakes. It wasn't a physical mistake here and there. It wasn't drop passes, at the 5-yard line. It was drop balls inside the 5-yard line.
8 fumbles for the Big Red. They lost 3 of them. I thought Taylor Martinez, outside of that, played better. That first pass was well underthrown, and you know what? Half jokingly, half serious, I'm sure they're working with him on putting some touch on the ball, because last week everything was, boy,
zipped.
He throws it like Frost and Crouch. I mean, they're line drives as hard as you can throw them. I mean, even Favre has a little touch on the ball as hard as he throws it. So I'm thinking he's just trying to touch it out there to McNeil and just doesn't follow through, and it goes doving right into the ground there. I mean, he rushed for more. His passing efficiency was better. They played a better football team. So I thought Martinez played a lot better. But one final thought from Bo. All of this, he's fired up for practice this week.
We play with an extremely high standard. And you have to live up to the standard if you walk out on that field and you're one of 11. If you're not, it's time to go find another program. Our attention to detail needs to pick up. Our attitude needs to pick up. And our standards need to pick up. And we'll get that fixed this week. We'll be fully ready as a football team to go to Seattle. I promise you that.
And that wasn't to start the press conference. That was like in the middle of it. He was getting more fired up as it went, and not because of the press questions.
I was just glad after this game somebody told him who they're playing next, because he had no idea.
Nebraska drops. They were 6-7 in the polls last week. They're 8th in both polls. Your thoughts?
I just don't make too much out of it so early in the season. That's fine. Move up and down, stay there, that's fine. They get a big win on the road. I think Seattle would be a big win. I think a lot of people, Steve Sarkisian's catching people's eyes. Jake Locker's catching people's eyes. You get a win out there, I think they jump right back up.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. More Washington as we move along this week. Don't forget, on the road the next couple of days. Tomorrow we are with our friends at Dyna-Grow at Husker Harvest Days on Seed Corn Row from 11 to 1. We will have Bo Pelini's press conference. We will be talking a lot of Husker football. We will be talking about all that's going on at Husker Harvest Days. Wednesday, our Big Red Lunch. We will be at Hastings Keno. Sean Callahan's rolling in to break down Idaho, to talk about Washington, and to take your questions. Folks, it is, you come out and enjoy it. Get lunch if you'd like. It's over the noon hour from 12 to 1. Show up about a quarter till, and Sean will start at noon right after the Doug and Daddy Show. So call Hastings Keno. Get your spot reserved. It doesn't have to be reserved, but that just helps them out a little bit, helps you out. You'll have a spot. We want to see you. Don't forget, Hastings, come out. Show up. We want to see you on Wednesday at Hastings Keno, and we will have Sean Callahan there for you. When we come back, Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. They had some turnover issues as well, and dropped a game to Northwestern, and they get ready for Dort this week. And then UNK football coach Daryl Morris as they get ready off a bye week to begin conference play. Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. All your important files, let's face it, they're on your office computer. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or a flash drive, email files to yourself. What a hassle. My recommendation, use gotomypc.com to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer. Simply go and log on to gotomypc.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. Use any program. It works on any file. Check email. Access your network resources. GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix, lets you take your office with you wherever you go, and it's really easy to set up and use. GoToMyPC is great. I want you to try it free today. I've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit gotomypc.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office everywhere you go. It's gotomypc.com.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
Monday night, it's an AFC showdown between two of last year's playoff contenders when the New York Jets take on the Baltimore Ravens. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan. Join Boomer Esiason and me at the New Meadowlands Stadium for all the action. Can Rex Ryan's potent Jets defense slow down Ray Rice and the Ravens? Tune in to find out. Ravens, Jets. If it's Monday night, it's right here.
Ravens, Jets, and then the Chiefs, Chargers. A Monday night doubleheader to kick the season off right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Doug and Daddy Show is on the road again this Tuesday as we join our friends at Dyna-Gro on Seed Corn Row at opening day of Husker Harvest Days. We'll be there from 11 to 1 talking Husker football, the NFL, and our weekly Bo Pelini press conference. So join us this Tuesday with our friends from Dyna-Gro, located on Seed Corn Row from 11 to 1 at Husker Harvest Days.
We'll see a mix of cloud and sunshine develop today with an isolated chance for a shower storm development as well with highs of 86. Southeast winds return gusty at times around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and storms are possible, the low at 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 68. Falling like a beach.
Did you get home and watch the Video Music Awards last night?
No, I did not catch it.
Evidently Lady Gaga night.
Imagine that. What was she wearing?
Anybody? A lot of different weird stuff. A lot of different weird stuff.
I expected weird. I mean,
it's always weird there.
Yeah.
Always weird. It is time for Mondays with Merck and Morris on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you as always by the folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of their long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. Their growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve. Making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. Five Points Bank, your clear choice is the bank to count on. The better bank is Five Points Bank. This week we're going to start with Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz, coming off a tough 24-10 loss to Northwestern of Iowa. And coach, it's simple. Well, it's not always simple, but when you see five turnovers, you know that that's not going to be good.
Yeah, that's, you know, you're hitting right on the head. This could be a real short interview if you want it, because that's really was the difference. And there's also a block punt there that they took back for a touchdown, so it probably counts as a sixth turnover, really, when you look at it. And we're not going to beat a lot of teams with that many turnovers, especially a team of the quality of Northwestern.
Coach, I know you think back to other heart-wrenching losses, but this is just one of those sick losses where you had them beat. You were the better football team.
Yeah, you know, and they were a good football team. I mean, you never know how it would have worked out and some of the things they may have done differently. But, you know, I felt that physically, you know, we were at the minimum, we were in the game. And our kids really played hard. And I told them after the game, even though this one stings quite a bit, you know, we can work with that and we'll continue to get better if they'll keep working hard. And you know, if you can handle the physical end of things, you hope you can, as a coach, you can get the rest of the stuff cleaned up.
Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, was it an X and O thing? Was it not hanging on to the ball? Was it things that can be fixed?
It's definitely things that we think we can fix. I think there's a couple of you know, there's a couple of fumbles in there that, you know, to be really honest with you, this may surprise you coming from a coach. It was just guys working hard, and you know, Northwestern put a hat on the ball and it came loose, and we weren't able to recover it. You know, there's an interception in there that I think Troy would love to get back, and you know, another turnover in there. And like I said, with the block punt, that's definitely something we can fix. So, you know, it wasn't for a lack of effort. We just got to kind of pay a little bit more attention to detail, just take care of the football in the open field a little bit better.
Coach, who played well for you?
You know, our defense as a whole, because, you know, their scores were on short fields. Off of those turnovers, and you know, a couple times we held them to a field goal, another time we got them off the field, and I thought that minus a drive in the fourth quarter, you know, where they really got a couple of things going where we were just really getting tired, Our defense played extremely well. Our D-line was very good. Linebackers played very well, and sort of the secondary. So I was really pleased with their effort. I thought especially in the second half, our offensive line really kind of settled in, and we were able to really start to move some people. We just ran out of time, you know, I had a chance to maybe punch another score in late. Didn't get that done. You know, I had another turnover in the third quarter right about the 5-yard line going in. And so, had some chances. We did some things well. We did some things not so well. But, we just, like I said, we got to do a better job of taking care of football if we're going to stay in games.
Well, quite the start for Northwestern to face two top 15 teams, and now Hastings College gets ready for Dort. But offensively, Coach, we talked about Dalton a lot already, so we don't have to beat this into the ground. But 13 carries, 132 yards, and then Justin Anderson caught 7 balls for 89 yards.
Yeah, we're still distributing the ball out and around pretty good. Like I said, we didn't have a great offensive day, but we did put up some pretty good numbers. And then Dalton ran extremely well, a lot of physical yards for us. And Troy, for the most part, did a good job of distributing the ball, but Justin stood out with quite a few catches.
Dort's up next. Coach, what can you tell us about them?
Well, they returned a quarterback. They got two big tall receivers. I mean, everybody has tall receivers. A real good running back, and I think they play pretty physical defense. So they, when you're playing against a young program, I think this is their third year in. They've got a lot of 3-year starters now, and so those are some things that are going to concern us. They run the option very efficiently, so we're just going to have to be very, very sound with our assignments on the defensive side of the ball.
So I guess finally, Coach, Paul Merkowitz with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As you get into practice this week, this isn't a beat them on the helmet type of thing. You still like what you've got for a football team here?
No question. There's no question. It stung Saturday night. We were kind of angry yesterday, and we've kind of gotten past it here, and it's time to move on and get ready for the next game. But no, when you got a group of guys that'll work as hard as our kids are working, and they're playing for each other, if you're not fortunate to win, it makes it hard, but it doesn't make them bad kids. And our coaches, we know we're going to work hard with these kids, and we're going to get better and get ready for Dort and try to get a win.
Coach, does this put pressure? I mean, there's no doubt there's 4 teams, it seems like, if everything goes the way it's supposed to, that are battling for what we seem to think are 3 spots. Now that kind of almost means you got to keep it clean and either beat Morningside or Sioux Falls down the road.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, you got to, if you're looking at it that way, and I'm trying not to, at this point, because it's just so early right now. And I think, we got to get 6-7 games into the season and see where everybody's at. Because, again, you look at things on paper, but everybody's got tough games to play yet, and there's a long way to go. But we just want to need to keep getting better, and let the chips kind of fall where they may.
Well, you had to be a little excited seeing Morningside only beating Nebraska Wesleyan, because you sure as heck know you're better than Nebraska Wesleyan.
Well, we'll see them at the end, but I know they're very good defensively, that score did kind of surprise me in terms of how close that was with what I saw at the beginning or with the first game, first week's results. But they must have played pretty well, and over there they'll get them ready to play.
All right, Coach, hang on to the ball. I know the kids well. We'll get back in the win column this Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College. It's a tough one, but now you got to come back and be winners, and I think they'll do just fine. Expect a nice big win for them coming up this Saturday. Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you in part by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank. Tony, they out-yarded Northwestern 337-271. And as he said, you give it, you're minus 4 in turnovers, and you still hold them to 24 points.
Yeah.
Including the block punt, you still hold them to 24 points.
Yeah, you just think, man, what a coulda. Yeah, you hold on to the football, and like you said, some of those, if it was a hat got put on a ball and the ball, sometimes those things just happen. But you're minus 4, like you said, and go back to any level of football, that just can't happen for you to be successful in the win column.
You ever been to Sioux Center, Iowa?
Never been to Sioux Center, Iowa.
If we'd have been coming off a win, I'd have asked him what you do in Sioux Center, Iowa. I assume you drive in, you get off the bus, you beat Dort, you get back on the bus, and you drive home.
Yeah, do you know what Dort's mascot is?
Are they the Discoverers?
They're the Defenders.
Defenders, okay.
Yeah, nice, though.
Double D. They're not very good at anything from football either.
27-3. Hastings took care of this team a year ago, so, hey, should be a win on Saturday. Everything goes well, and we'll talk to Merck on Monday again.
And we continue on with our Mondays with Merck and Morris with the head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Darryl Morris. Of course, they had a bye week. They get ready for the start of conference play. And, Coach, before we get into what went on the last week with practice and how you're doing health-wise in Mesa, I guess if you're going to defend your conference championship, this is where you start.
Well, it is where. You know, this is the real season. The RMAC starts this Saturday. And, you know, our goal after Saturday is to be 1-0 in the RMAC, and I think half the teams will be undefeated and the other half will have a loss.
Darryl, if you come off a big win versus UNO, the only time you beat them back-to-back, everyone...
Did you miss that great math he just gave you? I figured that's something you'd love. I mean, that's great math.
It is. Half
that's something
half.
You could understand, Daddy. Come
that's
on.
That's 0.50.
Coach, you come off a huge win versus UNO, and then bye week. Is that a downer for you at all? I mean, I know you can't control that, but...
You know, the bye week is a little early in the year, but the shape that our football, it gave Brendan Lease a lot of opportunity to get over his hamstring deal, his backup, Matt Berry, and a couple other guys, you know. So going into this ball game, we'll probably be as healthy as we've been since the start of camp. So it probably came at the right time. The kids seem to enjoy the day off, and, you know, hopefully Tuesday we'll have a good workout.
Coach, what takes place for you and for the kids? I mean, I'm sure the kids just do what they want, but what's the coaching staff do? It gives you a chance to get out Friday night and see games. And what do you do on Saturday then?
Well, actually, I gave the guys a day off on Saturday, and but we did get the games on Friday night. We came back to work on Sunday and went over the recruiting stuff that we needed to take care of that we'd seen on Friday night, and really just took a little bit of a decompression moment and took the afternoon off, and, you know, now we're ready to go.
Coach, before we get to focus in on Mesa, give us an overview of the conference as it stacks up two games in.
Well, I see it still. King Colorado School of Mines is a quality football team. They're putting up a lot of numbers offensively. Their quarterback is completing, I don't know, about 75-80% of his passes and racking up a lot of yards. So I still see them to be the cream of the crop. That's the team I picked to win the conference championship this year. You know, there's been some teams in our league that have played some very tough competition. Subsequently, the conference doesn't have a great win-loss record right now out of conference, but we got guys playing Montana and Montana State and other people like that. So, you know, I think it's a little early to tell, but I still see Colorado School of Mines being the front runner. Colorado State of Pueblo is coming along like everybody thought they would. Their talent level just continues to go up. And, you know, they haven't played great competition to this point, but I think they're going to be a quality team. And, of course, Shadron's always going to be a tough opponent.
UNK football coach Darryl Morris joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he does every Monday. All right, 2 weeks in, two games under your belt. You've been looking at more film. What do you think about your football team right now?
Well, I think we were a much improved team last week than we were the week before. We made a lot of unforced errors against Wayne State, and they were a good enough team to take advantage of those. And but the thing that I like about my football team right now, guys, is that we are a team that we ain't got much quit in us right now, and that's a good thing to have, a football team that really never thinks they're out of it. You know, I mean, we fought back from two deficits on the road in Omaha against UNO, and, you know, I like that.
Coach, you get a retired player back on the offensive line. What's that been like?
Well, you know what? It's given me a lot of comfort as the offensive line coach primarily because he has stepped right back in. He was standing in practice his first day in helmet and shoulder pads, watching a drill, and had a couple offensive linemen miss a switch call, and he said before I said, hey, you got to switch that. So he's a guy that I think is going to, as soon as we can get him in football shape, he'll start playing in games for us.
Darryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he does every Monday. Let's look ahead now to this Mesa State opponent that rolls into Foster Field. Got a couple of kids, offensive and defensive line, that looks like leads this team. Give us your first impressions.
Well, defensively, I think they will be a heck of a challenge for us. They play very hard. Joe Romano is an ex-NFL football player, and he's a good football coach. He'll have them ready to play. They run well. They chase the football hard. They got beat by Missouri Western 36-3. Missouri Western ran over 90 offensive plays on their defense, and those guys were still playing their fannies off at the end of the ball game. So I look for their defense to be a heck of a challenge for us. Offensively, one game under their belt, I'm sure they'll get some things corrected, and they threw a lot of interceptions, but the quarterback was on the run, and so I think they'll get some stuff squared away. So I look for it to be a heck of a ball game.
Danny Mesa has a couple of kids that are preseason all-conference, including outside linebacker, son of Bob, Spencer McAdoo. Just wanted
hey!
To there you go.
That's a, you know, that's an excellent little...
Whether he is or not, I
little know. Little side note, you know, we just make like stuff that. Up on this show as we go along. Coach, where did you see in this progression the last 2 weeks your football team come the most?
Well, again, I think in not causing cutting down on some of the unforced errors. Now, I still got a young center that had three procedural penalties on him at the UNO game, and we're working with him to try to get those things narrowed down. But just the way that we handle ourselves, just the way that we handled the sideline and the organizational process and getting the right personnel on the field and all those kinds of things that a lot of people don't understand, that you actually got to practice and you got to be able to master that stuff. So a lot of that kind of stuff. We did a lot better job at UNO than we did the week before at Wayne.
Crocker's attitude really came a long ways in that 1 week, too, and when you lost and then when you won.
He's the gentler, kinder Crocker now. He's taking his, you know, the IRS. He's taking that model.
Well, is Russ pleased with what's going on offensively?
I think so. I think, you know, and I am, and he is pleasantly pleased with the offense, with the young kids and the guys that haven't played that much together, but we're coming along developmentally, so we're happy with that. We're glad to get Brendan Leese back. We're glad to get Matt Berry back, and we think we'll have all the bullets in the gun ready to go. So that gets us back to being able to do all the different kinds of things that we want to do. And, you know, I think the plan that we have is a good one, and I think it matches the personnel we have offensively very well.
Coach, a year ago, I know heading into the conference season, you were not comfortable at all with your kicking game and your kicker. How are you with the kicker right now?
Well, I think Michael Gruber's done a great job for us coming in as a young, true freshman and kicking the football. He's doing a phenomenal job off the tee in terms of his placement and the depths of his kicks. You know, he's done a nice job place kicking for us. He's missed one field goal into the wind, but other than that, he's been pretty solid. So other than the fact we're the world's worst punt protection team in the United States of America in football, and that's junior high, peewee football, college, professional, that's a lot of football, you know, we're doing a decent job.
Daryl, let's talk next Monday after a conference victory, and thanks for giving us time as you do every Monday. Best of luck.
Thanks, fellas.
Daryl Morris, head football coach of UNK's Lopers, and the new Division II poll is just out. They're up one spot off their idle week to number 23 in the country. Wayne State jumps up to number 18 in the country. They play the number 2 team in the country this week. Yikes. Colorado Mines also receiving votes for the top 25. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock coming up on Saturday at Foster Field. And your Mondays with Merck and Morris are brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. When we come back, how did we do in the Pick'em contest? And how did Daddy do in his college and NFL selections? Plus, Grand Island Central Catholic volleyball coach Sharon Zavala right around the corner. Now the winningest volleyball coach in Nebraska volleyball history. Back after this.
Want to save big dough, big bucks, big cashola? Who doesn't? Then get into Kearney Yamaha now for huge savings. The folks at Kearney Yamaha are offering blowout prices on motorcycles to clear the way for the 2011 models. That means you can save over $2,500 on select new Yamaha Star motorcycles. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today. Save huge cashola and ride home on a new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Great rebates and get financing as low as 3.99%. Hurry in. This deal won't last long. Only at Kearney Yamaha. Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80. Finance offer subject to credit approval applies to purchases of new Yamaha motorcycles made on a Yamaha installment financing loan account from 9-1-10 to 12-28-10. Minimum contract length, 24 months. Maximum length, 36 months. Minimum amount finance, $5,000. Fixed APR of 3.99%, 5.99%, 6.99%, or 12.99% will be assigned based on credit approval criteria. See dealer for details.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with an isolated chance for a shower storm developing as well with highs of 86. Southeast winds return gusty at times around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and storms are possible, the low at 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
How dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable? So condescending, unnecessarily critical. I have the tendency of getting very physical. So watch your step, cause if I do, you need a miracle.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska. Can we get some country on the show? Something besides this? Once in a while. Just once in a while. I see the next comeback in is Nelly. Always the same crap with these college kids. You know, got to cater to the old guy once in a while.
It's always something different with Merritt. After you called for that, you called him out on that.
I did.
It's been different every day.
I don't know.
People saw them. We had a camera in here and saw you scream at this poor kid. So he tries to do
it. At least I do it to his face. I don't wait till we go to lunch, and then you just throw him under the bus. I don't do what you do.
Oh, I talk to him. We have meetings.
Do you have your song pulled up?
What now?
Your dolphin crap?
No. I didn't think I could play that on the air.
Well, you probably.
I thought I knew my place there.
You can pull it up because it's so horrid.
Yeah, pull it up. It's kind of funny.
See, your Dolphins won, at least.
So that can be the next return? Is that
no,
what
No, no, pull no. it up now. Oh, get right. with it.
You know what? I'm going to push. Did you hear? The Bills took a safety, so they get the ball back.
Well, so they can onside kick it?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no surprises when you go to Misco Sports like onside kicks. They're going to talk about all that is in football, volleyball. They'll talk about sports with you, but they're going to take care of you because they carry brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and a whole lot more. Adidas, Mizuno, it's all in there, folks. If it's worth its weight in anything, they've got it at Misco's because they take care of you with only the top brands, the best prizes. You want something Huskers? Got it, Lopers. Right there it is. Hooded sweatshirts, shoes to go running, shoes to go jogging. Shoes to just kick back and follow those kids around. Misco's is open 7 days a week for your convenience. They are on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Be better equipped for the games you play by stopping by, seeing Steve, yeah, there's two Steves, and all the other fine employees. They're just so darn friendly, except for Steve One. But everybody else, and he usually hangs in the back. So, you know, everybody else, they're going to take care of you at Misco Sports. This is sad right here. Your Dolphins won. Now it gets better here, right?
Yeah.
Miami and the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground. We're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl. Good winner, Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
Way to steal the Houston Oilers theme song, you losers. Are these the same guys that recorded Seventh Floor?
I don't know. Yes, they were at the University of Miami. They did Seventh Floor, and then they did this. But a nice little techno beat. Yeah, Gloria Estefan, she's on a little bit later.
I like the beat.
Miami Sound Machine.
You can't steal Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one. You can't do that, and that's what they did.
Although
Merritt would have no idea because that was before his time.
I still like the techno beat, and congratulations, Merritt. You're 1-0.
How'd you do on your picks this weekend, Daddy?
You know, picks I delivered, we were 5-3, had winners with Michigan. Great game at the end, but we come out on top. Texas Tech, a win over New Mexico. The two pro games, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh. Throw in Nebraska there.
No! You can't do that again. Nebraska didn't cover.
Exactly, and I didn't have them covered.
Do you remember him saying anything about it?
Well, I put my score down.
Said, well, yeah, you said 45-24. That's 31 points.
That's
21 points. You didn't make that as one of your picks.
That's not covering. Absolutely. Pick Nebraska every week.
Okay, all right. I didn't know.
5-3, the three losses. Ohio. Noah Keller, help me. Help me.
Straight outlaws.
Yeah. Turner Gill, good win. Good win. I had no faith. No faith.
Don't poke the wounded dog.
There you go.
That's the key to some of the games this weekend.
And then I lost that pro game because Buffalo takes a safety.
You had Michigan and Texas Tech as winners in college, losing Ohio against Toledo and Georgia Tech against Kansas. A straight out loss at Moneyline Kansas was big. You had Jacksonville beating Denver, Pittsburgh beating Atlanta. You're lucky there. But a win. Pittsburgh probably should have made the field goal at the end anyway.
Right.
And then Buffalo, yeah, losing to Miami and the Huskers. So congratulations. Now, John from Kearney gets more than a sandwich. We have lost by the tiebreaker in week two of Pigskin Pick'ems. That means John's our first finalist for the laptop computer. Brought to you by Premier Rentals.
So lucky.
I went 8-3. Missing BYU at Air Force. Again, phony line, but I guess if it's phony from now on, Tony, I'm just going to take that. I'm just going to take the team. We talked about Seattle only being a three-point dog on the show. We talked about BYU being even against Air Force.
Yep.
Air Force wins straight out. Seattle, and easily, both of them, easy wins. I also had Duke to beat Wake Forest. They should have won that. 54-48. I mean, what do? You score 48 points, you should win. Miami at Ohio State. Miami, turnover, 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 turnover. Daddy and John both went 10-1. Daddy, you should have went unbeaten. You took Army. And John took.
I thought that flight was all discombobulate, the rainbow.
They got off to a good start, got tied, then won in the end by three only. BYU was the only one that John missed, but his tiebreaker was 62. Yours was 66. Of course, the actual score was 55. My tiebreaker was 59. I said 38-21. It was 38-17. I can't be too disappointed about that, but congratulations. John is in as our first finalist. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Hey, good news from the game Saturday, says delusional Husker fan Niles Paul, still on course to fumble 14 times this season. Niles has a chance to make some huge money in the NFL, but every time he dribbles the football down the field, his draft money takes a hit. Delusional says, and too bad Lou Holtz's national championship pick for the fourth year in a row took a dive this weekend. Not to worry, he's already picked Notre Dame to win it all next year. That's Jim and Grand Island, our delusional Husker fan.
I've heard more people this week down on Niles Paul saying,
Well, he does so many things well, and then a bonehead play, and they put him in position for the bonehead play on Saturday where they did the wildcat, and his fake handoff hit the receiver on the hip, and the back on the hip. And, I mean, it was just supposed to be a fake, and he looked like he was going to run it, and nobody wanted to talk about it because Bo was unhappy anyway. So there you go. Hey, don't forget, folks, it's this Saturday morning at Indian Head, $10,000 hole-in-one. You get one, you could win 10 grand. Someone will putt for $10,000 in cash. It's the ESPN Radio Make-A-Wish four-person scramble at Indian Head. Folks, guaranteed $150 per person winning team in each flight. Guaranteed. Did you hear that? Guaranteed. You don't have to worry if there's 500 teams, 50 teams, or 5 teams. Guaranteed first place money.
Cash, barrel, bang.
Net proceeds from entries will go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but 40% of the purse goes to the cash prizes. Top teams could win up to $150 guaranteed in those flights. 8:30 shotgun start means you'll be done in plenty of time for Husker kickoff. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com for more details and get registered by calling Indian Head Golf Course today, 381-GOLF. Check it out. It's this Saturday, four-person scramble, 8:30 in the morning. You're done in plenty of time to enjoy the Husker game wherever you want to watch it. We'll be back with Sharon Zavala from Grand Island Central Catholic after this.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season, but my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal Yard Good Time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
...zone. Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hey, this is Mike Golick for Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. So in baseball, you can go 1-for-3 and still have a good night, but not when you're serving USDA Prime Steaks. Luckily, Ruth's Chris is always at the top of their game. Each night, they serve up their hand-selected steaks tender, juicy, and sizzling on a 500-degree plate so they stay hot and delicious to the very last bite. You have to respect that kind of consistency. It's a lot like me, except the only thing I'm serving up in the morning is beatdown zucchini. Visit your local Ruth's Chris today.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
It's on, honky tonk. Keeping burpee rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh-wee, shut my mouth, slap your grandma.
They're and then you play this.
Once again, I got to go in and edit the music on this show.
Doug steps out of the room and Merritt turns around and goes, okay, I'm not sure he's going to like this either. That's exactly what he said.
Psychotic weirdos on this show. It's Monday. Check out Monday Night Football with all your friends at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Bull fries and french fries tonight, $5.99 in Kearney. That's Mondays only from 5 to 10. Also tonight, a special on boneless chicken wings, only 40 cents. Choose from any of their 13 wing flavors every Monday from 5 until 10. On Tuesday, 5 to 10, regular wings, chicken wing night, 40 cents. Big Daddy chicken wings, larger than ever, Daddy. Larger than ever. That's when the wing in. Boneless tonight, wing in tomorrow.
Huh.
No wing eat tonight, wing eat tomorrow. And then don't forget their Big Burger Night every Wednesday from 5 to 10. Any burger off the menu plus fries, just $5. That's the place to be. You don't have to be there from 5 to 10 because they're open 7 days a week. Lunch specials every day. Great food and drink specials every night. Why? Because you're hungry every day. Days a week. They're there. Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, Grand Island, and... Oh, I thought you were going to say something about...
Well, I was just going to say, you know, Helen, you look like a Helen. That's right before Tommy ordered the chicken wingies. Tommy Boy.
Wow. Nice obscure reference there, though.
Sorry.
Can I say that I've never watched Tommy Boy all the way through?
Really? Really?
Yeah, our movie tastes are a lot different. You don't know anything about music, and you watch some movies from time to time. Have you watched a movie that was made in the last, that didn't have Will Ferrell in it in the last couple of years? Have you watched anything else? I mean,
I went to Night at the
Roxbury?
No.
Museum?
It was a really poor movie. Seth Rogen was in it. They were at the concert hall in L.A. and just came out. Went to theater by myself one night.
You are so weird.
That's what I do.
Very, very strange individual. Doug and Daddy's show on the road. Headed over to Grand Island tomorrow for Husker Harvest Days. We're going to join our friends at Dyna-Grow, as we do every year, on Seed Corn Row. Stop by and see us. We're there from 11 to 1, Bo Pelini's press conference, and a whole lot more coming up on the show tomorrow. Talking some Washington football, getting a look at Jake Locker and the Huskies tomorrow. So all of that. Then Wednesday, our Big Red Lunch takes us to Hastings Keno. But speaking of Grand Island, Daddy, it was coming. We knew it was headed this way, and a good way to do it. You get to do it at home. You get to be undefeated. You get to stay number one. And that's when you think Grand Island Central Catholic Volleyball, what you think about. And we are pleased to welcome the winningest volleyball coach that the history of this state has ever seen, Sharon Zavala, to the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning, and it's over. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We got a chance to talk about it after the opening night against Hastings St. Cecilia, and I thought it was kind of funny. Coaches say this when they break records. You know, they don't say much about it. The fans say much about it, and then the media makes a big deal about it. But it had to be special to do it at home. Your son was there covering it for the Independent. Just kind of everything went it just had a good feel to it.
Well, I think the best part of it is, as you said before, we're still undefeated. We had a tough game Thursday night with SCOTUS. We come back. We're playing in our gym. We really thought we'd have a tougher game with Omaha Mercy, but they didn't have all their players. So it turned into be kind of a ho-hum game for us, and that's when the record was broken. And then we played Northwest in the finals and were able to beat them also. So it was a great week.
Sharon, when was the first, was it a year ago, 2 years ago, you thought, hey, maybe I could get to this point? When was the first time you ever thought about it or ever envisioned that this could be possible?
I don't know. I don't even know if I've ever really thought about it. I knew with this group coming in when they were freshmen, it was my senior class, that no matter who coached them, they were going to get about 120 wins out of this group. So, and that's been, they've been right on course on that. So this class was there to see my 700th win come in, and this class is also going to be there to see my 800th win. So they've really given me a lot of victories.
Yeah, this has been quite the program. Well, we've got a chance to watch quite a few of these Grand Island Central Catholic matches over the year. The number right now stands at 795. After beating Northwest, it was 794. I'm sure the crowd got a chance, like Sharon said, it was an easy win, so the crowd probably got to get chanting a little bit early there. And Sharon, I guess, by putting the cherry on top and beating a very good Northwest team, that doesn't leave a sour taste. It probably wouldn't have been as fun to break the record and then not win the tournament.
Oh, exactly. And, after you have a really tough game on the road with a team at the caliber of Columbus SCOTUS, to have to come back and have all this this stuff going on, and you're trying to get ready for a big tournament, for us to, they played so well against Northwest that I'm pleased we did not have a letdown at all.
Sharon, how much longer do you envision yourself doing this?
I'm just going to take it year by year now, and I'm really, really quite young yet, so I have a few more years left in me.
That's exactly right. I'll say it while she's still with us on the phone, Tony. I don't think 1,000 is out of the question. And then Sharon Zavala joins us here, becoming the winningest volleyball coach in Nebraska history over the weekend. And there's some great coaches on that list. In fact, Alan Van Cura down the road at St. Cecilia, who they battle with all the time, is in the top five, as he's going to go over 700. Coach, I've asked you the question before. I'll ask it again and see if there's a different answer or an enhanced answer here, because the program has been so good so long. How do you continually do it? I know there's turnover with kids. There's turnover with assistant coaches. A lot of it has to do with you and the way you run the program. But where else do you see the reason that you just don't have down years at Central Catholic?
Well, I think, for one thing, the dedication of our athletes and our parents, and it's just the whole Central Catholic community. Our coaching staff, and I'm talking all sports at Central, is a very dedicated staff. And like our football coach and, you know, Bill Gavers, our basketball coach, they really help my girls out also, because the weight training in the summer, the conditioning, and it's just a combined effort.
Well, I think the success probably just breeds more success. Anything, you haven't had those down years, and it looks like you're set up for years to come. That's got to be exciting.
Well, yeah, it is, and it's been a really fun journey. And I guess record has made me look back how I got into this crazy sport to begin with, and when I was going to college, I never pictured myself as a volleyball coach. So you just never know where life's going to take you, I guess.
Sharon, 795 wins. Who's the best player?
Oh, I've had a lot of best players. I have had a lot of best players. Probably the most renowned player is probably Jenny Kropp, who's now playing professional beach volleyball.
She was okay.
Yeah. Sharon, I have to be honest. I Tony always asks that question when we're in a spot here, which is great. Jenny Kropp, I guess for me, was probably the first person I remember, and maybe when I was in high school or started covering Central Catholic, started paying attention. When this all got started, are there still a couple of kids that on those first few teams you keep in touch with or were instrumental in getting you started on the right foot?
Well, yes. Central Catholic community is still very, very tight. I'm coaching some of the kids that I coach. I mean, they're daughters. So the two Brand girls, for instance, their mother was on my first state championship team. Jamie Partington, her aunt was on my very first team that I coached, and her mom played for me also. So, yeah, I see a lot of my former players a lot.
Well, you're going to get into a little bit of the schedule now. As you mentioned, you've got to see SCOTUS and Northwest. You're going to get some good competition Thursday when unbeaten Lincoln Lutheran and St. Paul roll in. You'll come over to Kearney. We'll see you in a week and a half when you come over to take on the Stars. This team actually lost a set. I mean, they seem a little more loose than what we saw last year. Well, how do you categorize what you got coming up in the next 2 weeks with this team?
Well, we have a little bit more break between games, which will help us, I hope, to to prepare. But every team kind of gives you some different challenges, and I'm very confident that my kids are able to handle that and respond to it and be able to make the adjustments. And I was, like I said, I was pleased Thursday night, and I was pleased Saturday night with how smart of players that I have.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. As I said, we'll see you when you come over to Kearney in a week and a half. Congratulations. I mean, what an outstanding achievement. We've had a chance to talk to some great coaches on the show. I know Gary DeBoer, Lawrence Nelson football last year was a big one. You're the headliner this year, and continue to enjoy what you do. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sharon. Sharon Zavala, always very giving of her time. Hasn't lost the green clipboard in a while, so we're happy about that. And the only thing is that maybe for as many state championships as they had, they've been in the finals. She's Jack Nicklaus, 8-8 in the finals. 8-8 in the finals.
You know what? And a better person than she is a coach. And I challenge, you know, maybe there is one out there, but I've met a heck of a lot of Zavalas, and I haven't met a bad one yet.
Yeah, you got to watch out for Vince. He's always there. He's always, you never know where he's at, but he's there. He's always there. Folks, don't forget that all of the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show get fed by the fine folks like we did today from Burger King. Join the breakfast revolution with their hot, fluffy pancakes. And today, Daddy, freshly baked blueberry biscuits with icing. You put the icing on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, blueberries and frosting.
Oh, you can't go wrong. And
are
I'm going to tell you, check out the commercial on TV, because I think it's Merritt now they look at him. I think Merritt's playing the flute.
Thanks
as they're
for comparing
marching.
Us. I appreciate that.
They're marching to Burger King.
Breakfast served daily until 11 a.m., or they'll serve their full menu all day. You want a cheeseburger at 9 in the morning, they'll do that for you. Try the ultimate breakfast platter. Eggs, sausage, pancakes, hash browns, and a fresh baked biscuit. Seattle's best iced coffee, all there for you. At Burger King, two locations in Kearney and Lexington, Cozad and North Platte. What did you think of breakfast today, Merritt?
It was pretty good.
Daddy?
Excellent. Excellent. Couldn't go wrong.
All right. I think we've about wrapped things up. Anything else, Daddy, that you wanted to mention? Did we miss anything? These Mondays are crazy. Huskers, South Dakota State are going to play at 6. We were defeated in Pigskin Pick'em. You went 5-3 in your picks. We talked to Merkin Morris. We talked to the winningest volleyball coach in the ever history ever of Nebraska.
After yesterday, what was the NFL team you were most impressed with?
Oh, we got our power rankings Thursday.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. Well, again, you think you have feelings about certain teams, New England.
That's exactly right.
You look at
Wes Welker. Great thumbs up to him coming back.
Yeah.
Eight and a half months.
We go through our fantasy drafts and think, you know, Wes Welker went right before I would have taken him. Matt Forte, right before I would have taken him. Here's what I will say. Seattle's not as good as they looked. The Giants aren't as good as they looked. Chicago, Detroit, boy, I don't know. Green Bay, pretty good. Washington, they're not going to be good. I mean, they won 13-7 and didn't score an offensive touchdown. What a flute play that was at the end. And Daddy,
what's that say about us, though? How bad are the Cowboys?
I wish I could. Let me find this. Before we get out of here, that the whole deal with the Bears game yesterday, that was a catch. They've talked all morning about the rule, what it says in the rule. On the back of one of these pieces of paper, I wrote down exactly what they said the rule was. It's about maintaining possession coming to the ground. If 2 feet and your ass isn't the ground, I mean, it is everywhere else on the field. That would not have been a fumble, would it?
Yes, it would have been. Yes, it would have been. It would have been an incomplete pass.
I'm trying to find. It's just amazing how things go once in a while. I wrote it down. I don't know. There we go. All right, here it is. The exact portion of the rule, maintain control after touching the ground. He did.
He didn't do that.
He did. His feet. I think the rule is to talk about if the ball hits the ground, and then it comes out of your possession. If you're diving, two hands, the Tampa Bay playoff game a few years ago, getting the ball underneath, securing it, I think they're actually talking about the ball, because if you went down with your hands and it hit the ground and you rolled off, you're down. That's it, right? You get what I'm saying here?
I know
if
what you're saying.
It wasn't your foot or your ankle or your arm, but your hands hit the ground first and you came through, and you held on to the ball, then you're down. I mean, imagine falling kind of on your head, only your hands hit first.
I will
your
say this.
Your feet don't have to be down. Your hands would be down.
My homepage is MSN homepage. Your homepage would be whatever, you know, whatever it is. If you go down to the sports, Michael Pereira, the director of officiating the last few years, he gives an explanation on that. According to his explanation, the referee had no other way to rule the deal. His hands were tied, no matter what he wanted to do.
They keep talking about the letter of the law. I think it all comes down to the interpretation, and I guess that's where I'm getting deep into the interpretation of this rule. It says you have to maintain control till you come to the ground. He came to the ground with both feet and his butt. That's it.
Now, I'm thinking that Dick's Sporting Goods may need a commercial with Sue hiding behind something going, I'm hunting referees. And that guy coming out and giving that explanation and then blasting him.
I don't know. Just a little strange. A little strange. And hey, Mike Munch and the gang, good job. They're 3-1. A 1-0 win on Saturday. Poll question, new one up. How do you think the Huskers are going to do against Washington? The last one that we took down over the weekend. Will Brett Favre lead Minnesota to this year's Super Bowl? 76% no, 24% yes. The new question, how will the Huskers do? Win by more than 10, win by 10 or less, or lose outright? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. The new poll question should be up this afternoon. We'd love to hear from you. We want to thank Merkin Morris, Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College football coach, Daryl Morris, UNK football coach, and the winningest volleyball coach in Nebraska history, Sharon Zavala, for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, Husker Harvest Days. Dynagrow, Seed Corn Row, 11-1, Bo Pelini's press conference, and a whole lot more.
Now we can't wait to see you there. Husker Harvest Days are back with us 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.